John.
All right, good evening. Let's go to John 10 tonight. John chapter 10 tonight, by verse number 28. John chapter 10, verse 28. And let's begin our study today. John 10 and verse 28, as we continue on. Because we are his sheep and hear his voice, he know us and we follow him. Verse 27, strong blessing. Because we hear his voice, Romans 10:17, he know us. And because he know us and we hear his voice, we do follow him. And then verse 28, he says, I give unto them, them is the sheep. That's us. It can be described in Acts 11:26. Christians, amen. See, saints of God. See, them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And all this occurred, man, you need to mark verse 27. Because, boy, if this ain't 1 John 5:13, these things were written that we may know. Heaven is not a guessing game. We know this here. This is proof to know that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Don't never stop hearing the word. Don't never stop studying. Don't never stop counting, considering, reckoning, thinking in relationship. To be steadfast, unmovable, but always abound in the work of the Lord. Another point that it talks about there too, that as we really understand, seek out to understand, have be like-minded. Here we know that those who do not hear his voice, he do not know them. And that's the reason why they don't follow him. Amen. See, that's the same logic. You see a positive side and you see a negative side. No in-between side. Either you're right, either you're wrong. But because we hear his voice, he know us, we follow him. He says here, these are the benefits. We receive eternal life, we will never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He says, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. 1 John 5:8, right? First John 5:8. Write that there, relationship to the deity of God. Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our own image. In relationship to the unification of the Spirit, in relationship to scheme of redemption. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I and my Father are one in relationship to the role, in relationship of scheme of redemption. And then the Jews took up stones again to stone them, and Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father, for which of those works do you stone me? See, why do you do this here? And the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Did not understand the deity, did not understand the purpose in relationship to who God was. That is, they saw the human side, but they didn't understand the divine side. See, like today in the church today, people want to see the human side, but they don't want to see the spiritual side. See, the spiritual side more important than the human side. See, in relationship to hear him, to know him, to follow him, that we should not perish. Why? Because of the ability that we have in relationship to being children of God. But look at verse 34. Jesus asked them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are God. So he went back and emphasized the law. If he called them gods unto them whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God. Now underline that word sanctified, and the reason why I want you to underline that in relationship not to G-O-D-S of many gods, but the deity of God the Father, God the Son, of God the Holy Spirit.
Because a lot of times you look at that, you say, well, gods, that means that there are other gods. No, it's the only one God, but there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. But because of that, there's sanctification in there. That is, that they have been set apart to do its purpose in relationship to scheme of redemption. For example, go back to John 3:16 right quick. All right, and I'm going to show you what we're talking about. See, in John 3:16, he gives an analogy. He says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. See, that's one God, right? That he gave his only begotten son, that's another God, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn. See, we see two deities there, two God there. They're Godhead, that deity, parts of the family. That's that word God there in a plural sense. Go to John 14, you see it a little bit more clear in John 14. In John 14, you see it just a little bit better in relationship. But the key word is sanctification there. John 14:26. See, he said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father, too, will send in my name. You see all three there, right? So you see all three there. Same as Genesis 1:26. See, you see all three there, but they had a sanctification period. That is, the Comforter had his role, the Son had his role, and the Father had his role. The Father sent the Son, sent the Comforter to bring back remembrance, a relationship to confirm the word, Mark 16:20. See, don't mean that you had a God like we, the God of Allah, the God of this, the God of this. Not that type of God you're talking about. God's in relationship to the deity of God, in relationship to scheme of redemption. That's what he's talking about there. See, but he used that word sanctification. Verse 37, he said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. See, but if I do, though you believe me not, believe the works that you may know. Underline that word know. And that's the key word. You don't know is a strong word. See, once you know, once you understand, once you comprehend, that's a strong word. See, somebody can't take mindset from you. They can take everything else from you, but they can't take knowledge from you. See, once you got that know, see, that's why you study, that's why you count. See, once you know, can't nobody take that. It refers about that these things were written that you may know. Is that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Question, can you not know and still believe? Can you not know and still believe? Can you not have knowledge? Huh? You understand what I'm saying? See, you got to know in order to believe. Knowledge, you got to be there in order to believe. See, got to be something there in order to believe. That's really why he says here that you may know, and he hooked them back together with that conjunction of and believe. See, you got to know in order to believe. See, everyone go to John 20 right quick. John 20:31, he used that phrase here in John 20:31, where he says here, but these are written that they may believe. See, miracles done that they may know that Jesus. See, miracle was done to confirm the word, that you may know. See, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name. But see, something had to be given in order for knowledge to be there. See, so that's the reason why he said that you may know and believe. See, he connect them both together. So when you know right, based on what you hear, faith come here by hearing by the word of God, then he know that you belong to him, then that's when we follow. You know, one of the biggest mistakes, I think, in spirituality is that we don't know. Ignorance. It's kind of like zeal without knowledge. A lot of people do things, quote, in religion, but they do them, but they don't back them up with facts. They don't prove all things. They don't test the spirit, 1 John 4:1. They just don't do it. See, you got to test it to make sure it's right in order for you to know. Because if it ain't right, what good knowing something ain't right? See,
What good having wrong directions? So somebody tell me how to get to a certain place where they give you directions and the directions are wrong. They ain't no good, right? See? Because you're not going to get to your destination, right? Well, the same thing. See, you got to be able to know it right, see, in order to believe it, in order to receive the benefits. See? And that's just another thing that we need to understand in relationship to understand the will of God. Then verse 39 says, therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of his hand. You know the devil sure is busy, ain't he? Huh? See, that's the point. See, that's validation right there. When you see people that oppose you, that fight against you, that are accusatory towards you for his name's sake, you know you're doing something right. And that's enough to make you say amen, amen. Because you know. See, same way, if they were going against Jesus, how much more you think they're going to go against me and you? For his name's sake. But if you just like them, if they don't see no change in you, when you are no different, when you're not peculiar, well, why would they want to be accusatory towards you? See, they was accusatory towards Jesus because they heard something that they never heard before and they didn't understand. They didn't know. And because they didn't know, they felt like he was speaking against the law. But the crazy thing about it, they didn't even know the law. Now, if you're going to use something to validate something, at least know it. I tell people all the time, well, if you're going to be whatever you're going to be, well, know it. If you're going to live under the law, live under the law. Don't just go pick certain things out in the law you want to do and what you say you want to do and what you can't. But if you're going to live the law, live the whole law. Know the law. See, just don't pick out, you know, what you want and leave the rest alone. See? But the main thing that we need to understand and what the devil is trying to do, what the devil is trying to do in relationship to try to get Jesus killed, he knew the promise of Genesis 3:15. That he would stop Jesus from dying on the cross, stop the seed from establishing this ecclesia. That's victory. See? And one thing about the devil worked through other devils. See, the devil worked through other devils. See, it's a shame and a pity that because you don't know and because you don't study, that the devil would take somebody in the church and then take him to take ignorant people and the devil plus ignorant people and they devils too and lead them the wrong way simply because they don't have the ability to know, to believe. That's one of the best blessings we have. I'm telling you, man, that's the benefit of studying. Because you got people out here, man, going to say, y'all wrong. You know, this here. Just today, a lady asked me, y'all at church don't use instrumental music? I said, that's right. She said, boy, y'all missing out on a blessing. I said, what make you say that? I said, can you prove what you doing is right? Well, give me book, chapter, and verse. I can tell you why I believe we don't use instrumental music. And I started reading out scripture. Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:50, 1 Corinthians 14:50. She said, wait a minute. I said, well, you should be able to do the same thing. You said we was missing out on a blessing. Well, if I'm missing out on a blessing, you tell me. But she couldn't tell me. She just couldn't tell me. Well, if you believe in something so strong, if you think you're so right, you ought to know if you believe it, right? Well, here, they could not even justify. They tried to justify the law for what Jesus was doing. They could not even justify that. He went back and quoted scripture to them as to what the law said. Am I right? See? But see, it comes about when you know. See, because you study, because you count it. And I think that's every Christian responsibility in relationship to walking in the light. See, you can't walk in the light if you don't know what the light is. You just can't do it. I'm just telling you, brother, you just can't do it. And so many times, so many Christians want to go to heaven, too many of us want to be faithful, but we don't know. But when you let some other person who called himself a Christian can cause you to lose your soul because you ignorant, something wrong with you. And the reason why I say that, because we all got our opinion on certain things. Amen?
But when you come with it, you better be able to prove it. And everybody should be like that, right? So when we got through with the conversation, she smiled at me, and I smiled back at her. I said, do you want to study further? I'll get back with you. No, she didn't want to study no more. I said, I wasn't going to let her get away with it. Why? Because you got to hold on, uphold the name of Jesus, amen. I'm proud to say that we don't use instrumental music. I'm not ashamed of it because, see, it means something to me. See, making melody in our hearts to the Lord, singing and making, it means something to me. You know why? Because I know what it means. See, I'm not just here singing, you know, just to be hollering, just to make it sound good. It's more to it than that. See, and that's the point that we need to understand. So verse 40 says, and went away again beyond Jordan into a place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. See, John was still operational, okay? And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. Now look at the language that is being used. Malachi 3:1, you might want to write that there. The reason why, because he is a forerunner of Jesus Christ. See, a baptism of preparatory. See, he says here, and many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because you got to take all of the Old Testament, all of prophecy, and you got to know its proper place. I mean, why did John come? John did not come to start a Baptist church. John came to prepare a way for Jesus. See, and that's reading what the Holy Spirit said here very clearly. Look what it says here. See, all things that John said about Jesus were true. Why? Because he came to prepare the people of Jesus' coming, see, in relationship to Jesus coming to seek and save that which was lost. Okay? Any questions? Now, let's go back, because this is a good chapter. Chapter 10. I think sometimes when we study these chapters, we need to go back and look at them and say, well, what did I get out of it? If I had to summarize what I got out of it, it would be this verse here, verse 27. Because you got to enter in through the right door, and enter in the right way. See, sheep got to hear his voice. We're called by his own name. He leads us out. But verse 27, this is here. We are the sheep, right? Am I right? Sheep are called Christians, Acts 11:26. We hear his voice. How do we hear his voice? We study every single day. See, we study every day. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. It dwells there. Amen. You got to keep putting it there. See, why? Because we want to make sure that he know who we are. So we can follow him, so he can lead us, amen, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. You need to read it, and you need to find you something in that chapter that going to benefit your spirituality, amen. Because what good is going through 42 verses and you ain't got nothing out of them? Amen. In relationship to implying spiritual implication. Okay, let's go to chapter 11. If nobody have any questions about chapter 11, 10, any more comments? Terry used the word Sunday. It just been on my mind. Sunday night. Cunning. We underestimate what the devil has done. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. At the end of time, the devil know that he's going back to hell. And the devil's mission is to try to deceive and fool and hoodwink and trick as many people as he can to go with him. So this way I see it, is that we live in a world today of permissiveness. We're free moral agents. We are creatures of choice. See, it's like, you ever been to Baskin Robbins and they got all those different flavors of ice cream and they all look good, and you just don't know which one do you want. It's kind of like, you know, I hate going to a smoker's board because, you know, they got chicken, they got pork chop, they got beef, they got pork. They got 10 or 15 different meats, right? You don't know what you want because we're creatures of what we see. See, 1 John 2:15 talk about that. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those forces that guides us. So what I'm saying is that because the devil is so cunning, he's so conniving, he's so trickery, he's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, what the devil has done, Paul talked about, he said, when I depart, grievous wounds will enter in, not sparing the flock, speaking perverse doctrines to draw disciples after them. It's like, go over here to John right quick. They'll take this verse right here in John that we talked about. John 10:16. And they'll say, see there, this verse right here. He got more than one fold. It says it right here. He got more than one fold. Now, if you don't know, if you can't write it by God's word because you haven't studied to understand what Jesus literally is talking about when he bringing the Jews and the Gentiles together as one. That's what he's talking about. See, they can go to John 15 right quick. Or in John 15, when he talks about I'm the branches, I'm the vine, and you are the branches. And they literally will say, well, Jesus is the vine, and all these different branches are different denominational churches. That sounds good, don't it? But with people on TV, people on the radio, I mean newspaper, everything that you hear talk contrary to what we believe. Even among our own self, John, we are not together. We're not unified. We don't speak the same thing. We're not of the same mind. We're not unified, amen? We got division within the church. So if the church is divided and it's splintered and it's going all these different kind of ways, how in the world do you think and what the devil has done to the world? So when people see that, it's difficult for them to sit there and say, well, how can you say? How can you say? We had a sister sit right over here one Wednesday night, and she said it. She said, you ain't going to tell me my mama is lost. My mama died outside the faith. I mean, I don't like it, but I can't do nothing about it. Because the word of God is still the word of God. I remember one time I was a little boy. I must have been about 10 or 12. I had an uncle, Uncle Alfred. Y'all remember Aunt Lily? She was a member of the church. They all went to South Woodlawn. And my Uncle Alfred died. That's my granddad's brother. And they went to the funeral. And I remember my mama and dad had come back home and said, I don't know why I remember that, just like I remember it. They said, well, man, I ain't never been to a church like that that don't use instrumental music. So they must have heard something. They must have saw something for them to comment. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? So I don't know why my mother never had the opportunity to hear the gospel, but she had to hear it. Everybody going to hear the gospel. How can you be justified for something that you never heard? So what I'm saying is, it's difficult, John. It's a difficult, especially when people got too much to choose from. And then the world accepts it. See, the world accepts what they're doing to be acceptable. And then here's that choice factor. See, you're going to tell me I'm wrong? See, and then some of us say, well, y'all just too dogmatic. A lot of people tell us, even here, we're too dogmatic the way we believe. I mean, look at things that have happened here where people got angry and left. See, I ain't coming here but and leave. Well, we're still preaching out the book. Am I right? I mean, we don't do things just because we want to do them. We get book, chapter, and verse, don't we? So if we ain't going to believe it, John, and we're supposed to be the church, we're supposed to be the same, how in the world do you expect those who are not part of the sheep don't know, how you expect them to know? Especially when you got so much on TV that teach different than what we teach. See, you got people on TV teach Don't have to be baptized to be saved. It made no difference what church you go to. Attend the church of your choice. That's just a thought that people believe. So you're going to stand up in front of 10 people, and you're the only one believe that way, and going to say, oh, y'all wrong, and I'm right. You think they're going to believe you? They ain't going to do it. You know why? Because that mindset ain't right. They don't have the ability to rightly divide God's word. See, it's like instrumental music. I'm going to Brother Terry. If people understood Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, if they understand what singing is all about, you wouldn't have no problem with group singing. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't bebop. They wouldn't do those things. But you know why they do it? Romans 16:17, and then I'm going to go to Terry. That's the reason why they do it. See, Romans 16:17. Verse 18. He said, for they are searched. They serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, why do they not serve our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, we just talked about it. They don't know him. They don't know him. Because they knew him, see, they will follow him. If you enter in through the right door, all right? Go back to what we got to read. If you enter in through the right door, right? And hear his voice. See? And you're called by his name. He's going to lead you out. So when you go back here, what he's saying here, he said, for they are searched, serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own, underline that word, own. See, that's self. See, they want to do what they want to do. Barely, and by good words and fast speech, what they do? Deceive the hearts of the simple. Deceive the minds of the simple. But see, the only reason why they're doing it, and the reason why your dad don't understand, I'm just telling you, he just don't know. But the problem, the reason why he don't know, two reasons. Number one, choice, free moral agency, and let me tell you something. As long as he's in that, okay, and I'm not saying he's a reprobate. I'm not saying he received a strong delusion. I don't know that. But if you continue to do that, that would happen. See? And I know as much as you want to, as much as we pray for, but until they get their heart to a simple heart where the word can penetrate, if the saw don't get right where the seed can penetrate, then you can do about it. It really ain't nothing you can do about it. And the devil know that, Terry. The devil know. As long as he got what? See, man, there are over 1,000 different denominations. On yesterday, I just put 10 up there. There's over 1,000 different denominations. Do you know what the word denominate means? Do you know what a denominator or numerator means? It means to divide. See, when you think about it, well, I'm a denomination. Well, you're divisive. Am I right? So what I'm saying is, see, what he have done, he've got a church for every church. See. Oh, J.B. Numb over there in West End had a laughing church. Y'all remember that? One Sunday I watched them, they all on the floor laughing. Now, you want a laughing church, you go there. They had a gay church over there on First Avenue. See, right on First Avenue in Woodlawn. Well, you can be gay, but you want to go to church? Well, come on over here. What it was. But the devil sets them up. He put them there. Whatever your situation may be, you want to be gay? You want to go there? I don't care what you said the other day in your sermon. The devil said, you're a lie. This is right. Now, if you don't want to stop being gay, but you still want to go to church, where you think you're going to go? See? And that's the reason why. It's like these prosperity churches, the reason why they've grown so much, because what they've done, they went out the extraordinary and began to give them something that they wanted. And that's the reason why, you know, as long as I stand up and preach it like I preach, ain't nobody going to want to come here. I'm just going to tell you the truth. You know why? Because nobody want to hear that. You know why? Because you ain't got to hear it. You ain't got to come in here and hear this. You can go to another church of Christ and hear something quieter, smoother, that make you not feel so bad. Amen? Y'all understand what I'm saying? So you had a choice because you don't know. Now, that's the key word now. Now, if you know and you hunger and thirst out for righteousness, you want to hear it, don't you? Now, if you just want to be pacified and get along with the status quo, you want to go somewhere where you can go to church, feel good, don't rock your conscience, All right? But at least say, I went to church. See? But see, you ain't got nothing. You're like eating Chinese food. You eat sick wings, hour and a half, you're going to be hungry. See? And that's the whole point. Go ahead. And since you're there, Mark verse 6, the whole chapter, I mean, he gives numerous examples, man. He talks about the angels, talks about Solomon, Gomorrah, Michael the archangel. I mean, he just talks about Eunice. He just talked about so many people who once knew but departed. Knew but departed. But the main thing, and you know what's so sad, class, about Jude? He's talking to the church. Now, if the church don't believe and don't obey, how do you expect the world to do it? You understand what I'm saying? See, it's a losing proposition. And before I go to Sean, see, that's the reason why. You know what the old folks used to say? You never know who's watching you. It's hope. I mean, the Bible said God's word won't come back void. Just do our part. I mean, let the light shine. Keep teaching. Don't give up. Keep on going. Because, see, we still got a chance long as breath there. See, and that's the good thing about it. But you just got to be steadfast. You just can't. You just got to keep being the light. You just got to keep on being it. It's kind of like over at 1 Corinthians 7, when he talked about the believer and unbelieving wife. When he talked about the believing wife, stay with the unbeliever. And he said, hopefully, based on your goodness, you'll win them over. So don't leave them. See, that's the same concept, you know. It's sad, it hurts, but the good thing about it, at least they still here. At least you still can work on them. And don't be discouraged, because the devil, he's a lie. We got a power greater than the devil power. It's called God's power. But Sean, you back up to 12 and 13. You know, he really makes it clear by saying the night is far spent. The day is at hand. See, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, shambling, wantonness, not in strife, not envy. Then the next verse, he said, but put on. See, put on our Lord Jesus Christ. And see, that's the thing that John and all of us got to realize. You never know who's watching you. See, because see, you can't be like them. Amen. See, if you like them, they're not going to see no difference. See, that's what the devil have done. I remember a long time ago with religion, that the association between maybe a Pentecostal, you know, if you was a Baptist, you didn't associate with the Pentecostals. If you was Catholic, you didn't associate with certain people. You understand what I'm saying? But now, what the devil have done is commingle them all to be one. See, it made no difference what you are. You see, but they all associate together. And the reason why he do that, because through the strength of power that he utilized. And the reason why he do that, because see, he know that his power is not greater than God's power. But he needs something to help supersede that power. See, and that's the thing. But see, but the main thing, God's still in control. See, and we just gonna keep on praying. And just keep on. Go ahead, bro. And then it don't hurt. What our other brother did too, when you've been teaching about instrumental music and what we in the church do, then a group called the Church of Christ go to their church with choir robes on. Well, he said, well, you've been telling me that y'all don't do this kind of stuff. Now, they're the same church y'all. How come they do it, but y'all don't? There we go again. See, this is what Sean talking about. See, we got to be one, and we got to all put on our Lord Jesus Christ and not give, like he said, provisions for the flesh. And that's the danger, because, see, once you stain somebody, and once it's kind of hard to get them over that. I'm not saying you can't, but it's hard. Go ahead, Terry. In Genesis 3, the devil quoted the scripture better Adam and Eve did.
The devil know the book better than us. What James said, he trembled. See, so the point what I'm saying, he used the same book, but he turned against us. See, he take the same book and he turned against us. Well, how do he turn against us? Because he know it. See, in Genesis 3 with Eve, he repeated the same thing. She knew what he said. He knew it too. I mean, he was able to repeat it. Ain't that right? Even with Jesus. Did he quote scripture with Jesus? See, so the point that I'm saying, the devil is busy, man. You know what would be a good study? Somebody just take the word devil or Satan, any way you want to call him, and just go through the Bible and look at him and see how he described. And see who he is. The reason why I'm saying that, because a lot of times we know of the devil, we heard of the devil, but we don't know the devil. Because we knew who he was and what he was capable of, you wouldn't want to fool with him. You understand what I'm saying? So just to know who he is. See, a lot of times people say, I didn't know he was like that. Because you didn't know him. You understand? So if you get to know people, you're around people, and you get to know people, see, then you can say, ooh, I didn't know he was like that. I didn't know he act like that. Well, see, a lot of people, I'm just convinced, they just don't know who the devil is. Well, they did. They were fooled with him. See. But see, when you go back to the word, Galatians 6 said, what you sow is what you reap. You sow toward the flesh, you're going to reach condemnation. Now, you think about it. Make it home. How many times has something bad happened to us? Well, the only conclusion is it got to be the works of the devil. Right? So the question is, people who are in the world who have the lust of the flesh, or as Sean say, make provision for it. Okay? Where do they think it come from? You understand what I'm saying? Most people don't know. But what they see and what they accept and what they hear other people say. But they don't stand up for themselves. They don't look at a situation and say, okay, I heard you say that. Now, let me look at it. Let me take the Bible and let me look at it. See, we live in a world today with TV, with the social network that we're in today, with Facebook, with Twitter, with 24-hour TV. See, that's really why the Birmingham News couldn't make it. You know why? Because nobody needs it. What do you need it for? I mean, you can pick up a phone. You can pick up an iPad instantly. I mean, Fox News hit me when a record's on 65. I don't know what they're telling me if I ain't going on 65. But they letting you know. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You getting warning to let you know. That's a wreck. Somebody got shot in West End. You know instantly. You see what I mean? That's the world that we live in today. We live in the world of flesh. We just live in it. You understand what I'm saying? But most people do not do things based upon what they know, based on what they see. They believe more of the TV, or they believe more of what Facebook say, or they may believe more what a text may say than what the Word of God say. And that's what the devil have done. The devil have calculated. You took this last election. And this is what the world is going to. They bragging about it, but it's dangerous what's going on, folks. When you gonna tell me when gay rights, women rights, and all the other rights gonna take over the world? That's what they say is happening. They got it pinpointed, man. That sooner or later, man, nobody else ain't gonna have no control. They even have went against the right wingers. The conservatives. They at least believe in the wrong thing, but they had some belief in them. They don't even believe they took over that now. So when you see all this, when you hear all this here, and that's just the way the world is going. Y'all remember a long time ago when the TV went off at 12 o'clock? When they played the national anthem? Y'all remember that? But you got cable. They said cable wasn't going to make it. You remember? They said ESPN wasn't going to be as big. ESPN went to Xerox and asked them to be partners. They wouldn't do it. But I bet they wish they would have now. Because nobody never would have thought that people would buy cable. That ESPN would got as powerful as they are. But the whole point I'm trying to make, we are creatures, and what the devil have done
it made us not to read, not to study, not to examine, not to count, but just because you said it or just because they said it, that's right. And we just accept it. And that's what's wrong with the world today. You got more and more TV shows on, religious people on, people doing things that can't be proven by the Bible. I mean, you know, you hear people singing, instrumental, getting down, praising, praise team, and then we over here with 15 people, you got a nine, say, that's wrong. Who do you think they're going to believe? You understand what I'm saying? But he said it. And Matthew what? He said there's only going to be a few. See? So that's the whole point that we're saying. Okay, last